Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hey, friends. Guess what? We're joined by our friends from Bad TV again to talk Summer House. We went deep. You got almost an hour of us chatting shit. It was fun. We love them. Yeah, we go in on Summer House.
Great times.
Hope you enjoy the rest of our Bravo recap you will get later this week, including our thoughts on the Vanderpump finale trailer, which I can't wait to talk to you about. Vanderpump. Jersey, all of those things coming your way.
The Jersey looks are killing. I think it's one of my favorite reunion looks of all time.
Phenomenal.
I thought they all looked good except for Rachel, which I'm so happy about.
Oh, I haven't seen that her yet. Okay, good.
Oh, look.
All right. So enjoy the episode, guys, and we'll get the rest of the Bravo recap later this week. And we love you. Check out Bad TV too. They're great.
Hi, it's Bad TV in your ears. I'm Dylan. I'm saddled up next to one Patrick Hickey.
Great to be here.
Thank God. We are finally joined by somebody, by two people, who can help alleviate the struggle of breaking down season 7 of Summer House. It is none other than the Escape to Reality Podcast's Justine and Geneva. Thank you so much for coming and helping us through this because we need it.
We always love chatting with you guys, and the show has been a challenge for us this season as well. I think we're watching a dead show.
I feel like it's really there. The past couple episodes have taken a turn for me. I am enjoying it, but
okay.
I enjoy the Danielle faces. I enjoy the meltdown of Danielle in this whole, without that, I think it's kind of fun. Just that.
We have been going up a ramp a little bit, but what is your two's history with this show? Are you massive fans? Have you been watching the entire time? Because I have been a massive fan of this show. I just watched it passively and didn't cover it. It was the only thing that I loved in the reality TV world. Then we started covering it and we
cursed. Now you hate it.
What's your relationship with the show?
I think we were watching from day one.
Day ones. Oh yeah. We're the Workist twin haters. Their first passionate hate of the show.
Right.
Watermelon smashing. We were there for that.
Yeah. Dude, Garbage is going to love them.
We've watched Amanda Bettula slowly grip her nails into Kyle Cook's mullet.
Right.
We've seen it all.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Would you describe this season with these two words? Shocking. And mayhem.
No.
Continue.
Why was that the promo?
That is the promo that they have not backed off of. And we are like 11 episodes in this. And those two words are not two words I'd use to describe anything that I've seen in the 12 hours of television I've watched.
Yeah.
No, I did enjoy Danielle screaming into the pillow. That
was great.
That was fun.
Well,
I think
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, no, we're going to go through it. But I think the only saving thing, like to Justine's point of this entire season, is like watching the fall apart of Lindsay and Danielle's friendship. I find that fascinating. And I find Lindsay, when Lindsay's raging, which was last week's episode, where she was raging at Carl in the bed, just like fucking ripping into him. That's a Lindsay I just want to see all the time.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I could throw
Geneva's been in Oahu and we haven't been able to talk about it. So I'm going to, I need Geneva's opinion on
Hawaii.
Yeah. Sorry. That's it. Like I'm on a pageant. Justine from Hawaii.
All right. So
definitely not how you say it.
Let's get into the episode. We always begin our recaps with our rating system. You two are familiar with the standard protocol, but this season we are measuring the show in turkey sandwiches. So if you guys can go ahead and rate the episode on a scale of 1 to 100 turkey sandwiches, that would be great.
Mm. Justine, you go first.
God, I am so alone in this, I think, in the group. I really enjoyed it just because I've always loved crazy Lindsay and I enjoy seeing them actually get engaged and everything. I would say I would give it 89 turkey sandwiches. I really enjoyed it. I think it's so fun to see Danielle's face and the whole shebang. I don't know.
89 turkey sandwiches. That's so
get the fuck out of here. 89 is like if we're talking,
I think it's
about
better than some boring ass Housewives episodes I've had to sit through.
To me, an 89 is like a Hall of Famer. We're talking an Oscar nominated episode. That's where we're at with an 89.
Hey, when I spend my days with three little children, I get my highs where I can find them, you know.
64 would be my
that's much more accurate. But to be fair to Justine, the scale of turkey sandwiches, there is an objectivity to it, but once you're giving your sandwiches, it really is your own instrument. You know, like you can play it however you want. And 89 is insane, but not in Justine's world.
Some sourdough breads, toasted.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I would give this episode 4 pots. I cannot. The show's getting a lot better, and I actually really did enjoy this episode. But 4 pots, I am really, really quite sick and tired of Corey and Sam already. As yummy as they are to hate, we went.
He was at the reunion. He got a reunion seat.
Oh,
he's not even in the cast.
He's gonna be in the cast. Him and his upside down happy trail are going to be firmly on this cast. But yeah, no, it is getting better. I loved the episode 4 pots. Pat?
Okay. I will agree with Justine. The last couple episodes have gotten a little bit better. And dare I say, so we call Chris, the Marine, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
You're still a moron. You have no game. And we call him the ick.
Yeah, he's got no riz. He's the ick.
That scene where he got a little bit of heat, where they were pointing out that he got a high rating on having sex with that girl.
Yeah.
That was pretty entertaining, you know?
Oh, okay.
So that was
so sick. That poor girl.
Yeah.
And and then the Corey Sam relationship. That's interesting to watch. How many more episodes do you think we got?
I think this is it. There's like one.
No. Really? I think there's a couple maybe? More maybe. Yeah. Two. Yeah.
Two.
They got to wrap it up
in the end.
Decent episode. I would not describe it as mayhem or shocking on any level. They lied to us. Bravo lied to us.
Right.
I'm going to give it 20 turkey sandwiches.
20 turkey sandwiches.
Did Geneva rate how many sandwiches?
64.
64
turkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Danielle came out chucking turkey sandwiches while they were sitting on the picnic, that would be shocking.
And tossing them at the head.
Hurling empanadas like they're grenades. So we show up on my grind and I make money moves. What was that?
Not sure, but so this show starts out very much like Vanderpump Rules, where we bounce around like these quick vignettes of just where everybody's at. And some of them are absolutely pointless. And there are some where you can glean some entertainment.
I think this is one of the ones that we can glean from, because the episode starts off with two best friends just flipping out that they're seeing each other for lunch, you know, Gabby and Lindsay, who met a month and a half ago.
Yeah, 6 weeks ago.
Now, Gabby is here to get some dating advice, though it looks like she might not need it from Lindsay, who, I don't know, Lindsay has struggled with men in the past. I mean,
no.
It's well, been a breeze.
Kidding. Of course she has.
Okay, thank God. I was like, am I being gaslit right now by Justine? Lindsay's dealt with who is the guy, the little guy who didn't make the turkey sandwiches?
Oh, the sandwiches. I can't remember his name for the life of me.
I want to say like Jay Steven. Or something. Oh, Steven. Just came good job, me. Geneva.
But so I don't know if Lindsay's the best person to shepherd Gabby through a minefield of love, but really quickly, how do you guys feel about Lindsay and Carl? Because they make us sick to our stomachs. I don't know.
Oh, babe.
Work.
Hot take alert. We like them. I think, no, do I want to watch them as a couple? Not necessarily. No. Am I happy for them? Yes. Do I think they may be well suited in the long term? Yes. I don't understand people's reaction to them as a couple. It's weird, but like they're the babe every 3 seconds. And like, that's a little sickening, but like, I think I'm okay with it.
Can't remember who, what was it, Kyle and Amanda or was it Carl and Lindsay? I think Carl burped and he was like, I burped, and Lindsay was like,
that was Carl and Lindsay.
Take it back.
That was Carl and Lindsay.
Gosh.
Our problem with them on the show is that Carl's sober and we want him high on like, being boom boom.
Yeah.
It's no fun anymore.
It seems like he's fallen and smacked his head and he's out of it. He's so boring.
He needs to not be on the show anymore. It is like a disservice to his sobriety. 100%. And the fact that he works for a liquor company. It just is not a fit. You need the ragers. Like, I actually enjoy when Carl was in the hospital and he wasn't at the beginning of this episode, that was fun. Like, they were drinking, right. They were raging. That's what we want to see.
Well, you know who else needs to go? I'm sorry to I guess digress from the show. Sierra.
100%.
I find her beautiful to look at, but nothing else. I call her Elf on the Shelf because she's always in the room.
She is very Elf on the Shelf. You don't want to celebrate her 1 year anniversary of who cares
we'll
that I live in New York.
I have thoughts.
I have thoughts about that part.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind, I want to hear your opinions on this. So Gabby has concocted a 28-page comprehensive wish list of who her perfect partner will be. And old Patty here, after hearing this, I'm going to make the call that she will die alone.
horoscope guru.
My wife.
That PowerPoint is like just 15-year-old behavior to me. Like, that's something you do as a teenager when you're playing MASH. That is not something you do as an adult person trying to date. It's insane.
Patty Stanger needs to come out and smack her in the face.
Yes. Well, this is the thing. Like, it's such childish behavior that if you're saying you definitely don't do this, the only reason you would do this is to kind of like play it up or like play act this. It was just very put on. This 29-page thing. It's like, Gabby, just please.
Oh, I think this is totally real. Because I know two girls like this that are dear friends and I've known them from 10 years. And my wife and I, we have heard them recite what their wish list is for guys. And after 10 years, you'd never guess it, but they're both still single.
Yeah.
Like, it's,
you can't fall in love with a man that disappoints you in some ways. Then are you really in love? You know, you'll die alone.
Really, there's a difference between like being able to articulate like your dream list or whatever in a 29-page PowerPoint. Like, I think there's like, even in that, there's extreme. She's just that's extreme.
I've never had a list. That's crazy. Who would write that down? I mean, that's just nuts. And
Pat says this all the time, but love is something that trips you when you're not looking. There's no list.
True. That really is true. And when you don't want someone is when you'll get
somebody.
That's how
Justine got pregnant by her neighbor. So
yeah.
We ended up.
Whoopsie.
True.
So let's get to this part. Celebrating a 1 year anniversary in a city. Everyone is there, including the ick. And the ick is not doing well right now.
No. I want to say this. Sierra sets the table by saying this 1 year anniversary of living in New York City party is really special because she's hanging out with all her non-superficial relationships.
Yeah.
You know, like
Corey's
like,
there.
Yeah, like the lifelines, like the ick. The ick's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She gets up and delivers a speech that is tear-soaked and heartfelt about how everyone there has helped her get through the past year. Again, Corey's there in the ick. The ick has openly hit on her through only like romantic hospital puns. there's no way that he could have aided in her journey throughout this year in New York City. But yes, what are your guys' thoughts on
this? She hates him.
Party? She hates him.
She definitely does. I thought it was ridiculous. I took major issue with Paige saying, she said something like, not everybody can like make it New York. It's like, Paige, when you moved to New York City, your parents were paying your rent. Like, right. this is not a hard luck tale of like somebody making their way scrappily in the city.
You're right. Oh God.
It's like, come on, Paige. I just thought it was hilarious. And like it felt like a Sierra thing to do because she is all about nothing. How many years has she been on the show now? Like, you really know nothing about her.
Yeah.
Crazy. She's brought back time and time again.
How do you guys feel about Paige? Because I am heartbroken. She was always my favorite. She's same. A bit of a Yenta like me, and she has devolved into someone.
She's an observer. I'm like the Game of Roses. I'm starting to create this entire like dictionary of words to describe these losers on Bravo.
Okay, yeah.
Paige is now an observer.
Yeah, she's a Greek chorus, and she has devolved into someone we've called Pedge. And when she is in, when she is Pedge, she is an observer. She is with Greg, and when Greg and Pedge are together, they ruin each other. I mean,
oh, I can't stand them together. Oh God,
they're awful.
She's so fake, and I don't see her ending up with him. We don't know who she really is.
No,
I would love to really know what is coming out of her mouth when the cameras aren't rolling. She really plays a role.
She's going to, she needs to marry an executive in like, I don't know, or some high up in legal at HBO in New York, or somebody that works at a hedge fund, and just be coddled like she always has been.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you pointed out she says, if you live in New York, or you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. That it's a cliche. Actually, it's a fucking song lyric, a very famous song.
Is it Frankie?
So I love New York.
It's Frankie, right?
Yeah, it's Frankie. Well, it's originally
favorite
by who's that drug addict that her?
Well, Frankie was a drug addict.
Elvis? No.
Justin. Oh, Judy Garland's daughter. Who's that drug addict?
Oh, Judy
Garland. Oh God.
Who's God? I can't think of her. She's still alive.
Oh man.
She is. Oh, Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli. She originally did the song.
You make it there.
Oh,
yeah, that's her.
Dude, Liza's not doing too hot, right?
Well, she's a pill popper, man.
Well, there was that thing at the Oscars where Gaga brought her out, and she was like stroking her hand, like
Gaga. She was nice to her, Lady Gaga. She was nice, yeah.
No, I know.
Her and Tony Bennett together too. Life she's lived.
Was Liza Minnelli in the wheelchair? Did she get wheeled out or something?
Yeah. I think so.
They gotta stop doing that to people.
No, leave her home.
They did that with Kirk Douglas, and he got up there after like 3 days off a fucking stroke and tried to deliver.
Can you imagine?
Announce some fucking award. Everybody's like, we can't understand a word you're saying. You're not even speaking English. Your tongue won't work, Kirk.
Sign here, and they got his will up.
Yeah.
Let's get it notarized.
Right. So, Danielle and Lindsay are not good. Lindsay says there is no reasoning with Danielle, and I felt as though that was half truth, half projection, because trying to reason with Lindsay is like trying to reason with some blonde bull who's really drunk and angry. It's just very difficult. Lindsay's grating on me this season. I love Lindsay, but the Danielle and Lindsay stuff, you guys think it's fascinating. Why do you, what's so intriguing about it?
Because I just think Danielle is nuts. Like, I am honestly, and this could be my bias, I feel very much Team Lindsay in this situation, because I just don't understand how a person who moved in with someone after a month and who's like not in the best relationship, obviously, is like on their ass about it. Right. She could just say what it is, which is, I'm sad I lost my friends and we were like at 3-7 and now we're not. But that's not what she's saying. She's like, you're moving too fast. Like, so her behavior is just... So it's just weird because they've always been so tight watching this like true strain, and like Lindsay's really ready to just be like, fuck off. And I think
I don't care about Lindsay and Carl. It's the Danielle that keeps me going on this train ride.
I have to ask,
I would agree.
Can you watch this show without inserting the concept that these Bravo celebrities are fighting for another season? Because they're always working, keeping the paycheck coming in, right? With Danielle this season, I see her and that Lindsay, that's the only real drama if you are doing the math.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like the same argument, and then it gets resolved, and yet the next episode, it comes up again. It's
yeah, it's girl world.
Truly making a play for to make it in that Winterhouse. Can you guys?
You think that's what it is? You think Danielle wants to get in Winterhouse?
Well, I think that Danielle wants to keep the job. And my understanding.
Oh, you think that's what it is? Okay. I feel like she really is either super jealous, doesn't want to secretly either had, you know, was really jealous of Lindsay, their whole friendship. And now it's coming out on camera. And it, to me, it seems like she just can't be happy for her friend. And
yeah,
just coming out as like her true colors, which I find fascinating. I feel like it's really authentic. I don't know. When she says, oh, I can't be here next weekend when she's about to get engaged. Yeah. And that's some real stuff. And it was like your best friend you were doing a commercial with last season. And now you don't even want to see her get married. It just seems so dark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm turned around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it is authentically nuts because Danielle, it's a little bit of both. And I think what may be, you know, confusing us a little bit is that Danielle is very Kyle Richards on this show.
Very producery.
Yes. She produces everything and she's the string puller, but I think she is genuinely upset about this whole Lindsay thing. Mm. And she's just going about it the completely wrong way.
Horribly wrong way.
Great take.
Sorry.
And miserable with her own life. And it's really intersecting. Mm-hmm. See, yeah. I don't see her as a produced. That's so interesting that you guys see her like that. I see her as a wholesome little sweet girl who comes from this nice family, because I always heard a rumor that she was only on the show. This is what always sold me on her, that she was only on the show to pay for her mother's bills or something like that. And somehow I heard that and I always stuck true to me. Or it stuck with me that I always thought she was this really nice person. So it's interesting that you guys kind of see her as a villain.
Well, I loved Danielle before this season too, but
interesting. Okay.
Scenes where she, like, everybody's at an island or something and Danielle will ask a controversial question you know, when they're doing the,
oh, I know. Let's play a game called "What do you hate about the person sitting across from you?"
Right.
Yeah.
Very, very housewives-y. Yeah.
But yes, they are not doing well. So,
One thing that we missed before we're going to move on from the 1 year anniversary of surviving New York City.
Yeah.
The ick, was hooking up with a girl named Cassidy.
Yeah.
And somehow she's made it into this party.
Right.
Despite being infected by the ick. And these are little seeds. She may make it onto this cast.
Well, in a shocking turn of events, the ick has icked somebody out. She stopped talking to him because he's so,
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Nikki.
I love her showing back.
I feel like this is the grand finale. It's so interesting that you guys think there's more people coming. Maybe they're transitioning to the new summer house. I could see it just.
Everybody's making a play because so many people have made it on the show by dating someone.
Yeah,
that's true.
Why wouldn't you make a play for it?
So you guys are more deep into understanding the way that reality TV works.
Yeah,
and me and Geneva try to put our blinders on.
I want my Game of Roses publishing deal for Summer House.
Yeah, no, the Observers is really, really true. There are people that just eat chips and lay in bed all day. But imagine waking up next to the ick and he does some fucking pun about something that happened the night before. And it was this really throwaway thing, but he like makes some sexual joke about it. And you're like, I don't barely even remember that, but like, oh my God.
And he spits while he talks all over you.
Just giant teeth. So, Pedge and Greg show up. Who cares? We get some more stuff about Ick and Cassidy. And Greg holds court and asks a silly, aka stupid question about blind dates. He's like, wait, dude, I don't know how Greg does this, but he's one part Spicoli or many parts Spicoli from the Carolinas. He's like, you go on dates with people you don't even know. It's like he's a Californian from Charleston. But yes, Greg, it's called a blind date or a date with somebody you don't know that well. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, Paige points
out, Southern.
Where Paige points out where he comes from, you date like your third cousins, you know.
Yeah.
Each other from those barbecues.
You know, dates.
I mean, it's true. Southern Charm, they all dated each other. It's like a you know, it's like Vanderpump level of like crossing. Yeah. So yeah,
like, Southern Charm.
We did back in the day. Yeah, it was high on our list.
It's okay. It's dwindled, but yeah.
Shep is. I don't know how Shep has stayed around as long as he has.
Shep is the like star, and I'll battle to the end of the days for that one too.
All right, so Maya shows up to film. Is Maya on this show?
Great question.
Is Maya on this planet? I don't know. She's a cruel person.
She's very, so you think she's a cruel person?
Well, I Justine turned hated hardcore what she said on her after what she said to Sam. I think it's a very mean thing to say to someone. And it seemed like she tried to say it in private when she told Sam, your personality sucks. Try not talking and, you know, go jump off a bridge pretty much. I just can't imagine treating someone like that.
Yeah, that was a little bit more insidious.
Now, I don't know if Maya's on this show, but I do know one thing. She hates Oliver.
She absolutely hates
him.
When they said he said hello to each other at the party, it was like they didn't even know each other. And then when she was talking about him in the kitchen later on, I was like, whatever. He took his shit away. It's like, yeah, he's trying to leave you. Like, they have no vibe.
No vibe. That's why in this current form, she thinks that giving birth to a child must be like having a 9-month fart.
She's not wrong.
But, you know, I was waiting for that. So, the toast is delivered to everybody who helped her get through this year, including Ick and Corey. And she ends her toast by saying, "Let's just agree to all get fucked up together."
That was great. Beautiful. What more do you need?
These people are in a Peter Pan existence. They're on the brink. Kyle is 40 years old. He is still blacking out and hammering chips at 3:00 in the morning. You've at some point you have to get exhausted by this, right?
Well, that's where the blow comes in.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They're doing a combination of cocaine, alcohol, liquid IVs in the morning or something, and then they start the game.
Do you guys like Kyle or no?
I have a love-hate thing with Kyle. Obviously, Kyle's awful, but Kyle is so funny, and he adds so much.
So funny.
We feel the same. Yeah. And
grape, someday you're going to turn up and grow up to be alcohol.
Yeah. Like lines like that, only Kyle can deliver those. And like Kyle's, you know, a gross person, but at least he's not. Who am I? Hey, I just thought we could all stay in tonight and make some pizzas.
Carl.
You know, at least he's not that, because that's not reality television, right?
Kyle, no, he's a fun time. It's kind of growing on me too. And I love his little skiing family. I think a lot of people hate him, but we do love, we got a soft
fifth generation skiers.
What do you think about Amanda and Kyle? Will they go the long haul in your eyes?
It's, you know, we have tried to approach this whole fertility thing with a 60-foot pole and failed to do so many times. But the fact that she is like not open with Kyle about this and that he didn't know about it. Just, I don't know if it's like an indication that their relationship's going to fail or if they're just perfect for one another, but their relationship is one that I would not want to be a part of. It's a very,
she's at home nursing the dogs and he's like, see you later. I'm out of here.
It's just fucking dogs. Sad. It just seems,
it is sad.
I do,
do you think he cheats on her?
I think he probably, No, he's reformed.
Okay.
He doesn't cheat on her anymore.
Could talk about Kyle and Amanda for 100 years. Yeah.
They're going to get a divorce or they're going to be in love forever. I think they're going to be in love forever.
I think they'll stay together.
Yeah.
If they've made this. They seem happier. After, we are shocked. I never would have thought they'd seem happier and healthier after getting married. And they do. And I never, ever would have thought.
But he's never sober.
I think COVID kind of, And COVID kind of trapped him in the house for a little bit. And so once he gets free, we'll see if they do have a kid. Yeah. Amanda gives off a real sadness lately. So it's kind of hard to rip on him.
Does. Yeah. They're like, she's in the bedroom and she's just eating a can of olives and people want to give her shit for that. And they do, but it's also the only thing she's eaten the entire day. So let's not make fun of her dietary choices. So
there might be cheese stuffed.
I know who eats black olives out of a can. I bet it was wild. Yeah.
There's so many of them. Like a can of black olives is a dense can of vegetables. Like, do you go?
So many olives. That's like not a vegetable. Is it? What are we even considering?
Peeling them off your grandma's table.
Yeah, it's like 150 olives, maybe even more. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, I was going to set us up for the next day. I love doing this. Friday, August 29th, 3:51 p.m. We learned Sierra and won't be there. No Amanda and Carl's dead.
Yeah. So we were
passed out.
We were transitioning to the next day. And just so you two know, I have in my notes, Pat, what date and time is it? Exactly.
There we go.
So let's get to the Hamptons. We've got a couple people missing. Carl's dead, but Andrea
drinking too much Red Bull.
And he has an existential like unconscious messaging, like, don't do this.
He looked in the FaceTime with Kyle later when he got out of the hospital. He literally looked like Dead Man Walking. He looked horrible. Yeah.
He's reanimated. He died.
Yeah.
Downing coffee. Drops your blood pressure. I didn't know that, but
yeah. So however many people were missing, I think Andrea will fill in the gaps. Andrea has like not been that impressive to me this season, but he's Andrea. Like Paige said,
he's an angel.
Yeah.
Just an angel.
He really
is. He's so warm and like they kind of blew it to the person I miss. I also miss Luke because I just found Luke ridiculous. Like, love Luke on Winter House out there getting maple syrup. But I love Andrea. I think him crying, the flashback of him crying all last summer, and then honestly, the scene with him and Lexi crying about how much they love each other, they're cute.
I think they're great. And Andrea is just a slab of beef.
Fuck up beefcake. Yeah. And an angel kept him from Paige. I thought Paige made, she was a decision making, but the universe was saving Paige from Andrea because now she's a devil.
She's with Greg.
Now, forgive me. I didn't know that Paige and Andrea had slept with each other.
I didn't either. Oh, I was shocked about that confirmation.
Oh, really? Okay. So I
thought it was just some humping.
Oh, I just assumed they were having sex.
I don't picture Paige having sex with anyone.
Yeah, you've said that before.
Well, have I? Okay, wow.
Yeah. She shoved stuff in her ass and, you know, I mean, she doesn't quite.
Yeah. I don't believe her, though. I think she.
You think she's lying?
Liar. I don't know. I don't find her to be. Sorry?
You think Sam is lying when she says, I like when people spit in my.
No, I think she loves it.
100%.
Yeah.
She loves it. Loves it.
Hey, Ted.
We always say we do a bit where Sam's dad, he works at like a fork factory. It's like a plastic factory.
And his coworkers just torment
him. Yeah, their wives are like big. like, hey, Ted. Love the show. Sam's great.
She's a hot little piece.
All right, let's move on.
That's so good.
The fine piece of prosciutto is reintroduced to us, and we get a cheery phone call with him in the car with Kyle about Carl being in the hospital.
Turns out he's not dead. He just drank too much Red Bull.
He drank too much Red Bull, and he
happens to all of us.
He was at a concert. He drank too much Red Bull, and he fainted. Now Kyle's been there before. He almost died in seasons past because his pants were too tight. Now, Kyle presumes that it's because Carl is having, stresses of
nerves.
Yeah, definitely not cocaine.
No, because Carl's not on.
Right.
He's sober.
Yeah, exactly.
But Kyle's like, dude, I get it. I've been there before. This one night, I was wearing the tightest pants, and I did almost an entire eight ball to myself. And Carl's like, wow, I was just really stressed out. I just had too much Red Bull, man. I mean, it's kind of a false equivalency. So Danielle she's cooked up something for the rest of the house, inspired by her primo, the ick. She's going to do an empanada feast for everybody. She goes a little Giada De Laurentiis on here. She speaks a little Spanglish because
I loved it. Yeah.
Feeling the love of her Puerto Rican culture. Do you guys know Giada De Laurentiis?
I can't. Yeah. I see her massive boobs in my head right now. Come on.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we always love when she's, right now we're preparing a little bit of
ricotta.
Yeah. She really.
Oh, I love it.
And she does.
She's one of the only chefs I can't keep my eyes off of her when she starts cooking. She is entertaining. Yeah.
She was my first love in life as a young boy. I saw her giant head and I thought, what is that angel?
Giant.
She's adorable. Yeah, I love her.
She must look so weird in person. I was fascinated that
she got divorced. I still, every time I see her, I'm like,
oh, dude.
Guy broke up and I'm still fascinated. Who would leave her?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. She had a daughter and I was just blown away. And then it was always, they were saying Bobby Flay came in the middle of it. And there's another dramatic piece.
There's no way Flay got in the middle. That man is.
He flayed that.
No, Flay is not.
He is.
He's actually a coxman.
He's a dirtbag. Oh,
there's a picture of him with the girl, the blonde girl from.
Yes.
You even know from, yeah. Who he left her on the side of the road in the same clothes from the night before. And
Jones.
Yes. He Jones.
Yes. His ex-wife flew a plane with like a sign calling him a cheater around Malibu or something.
Yes. He's got babies all over Hollywood.
Yeah.
And Giada De Laurentiis is the heiress to Dino De Laurentiis, the great producer. She's also 4'7" and 90% of her body mass is her head. I mean, she's a fascinating human being.
You just ruined my experience of watching Beating Bobby Flay.
Oh, he's such
right. Oh, yeah.
Look it up.
Beating Bobby Flay is a great show.
We could be wrong. This was my issue
with
Danielle's food.
Yeah.
The plate, what she put on the table, there was nary a vegetable. There wasn't like a salad. There was no guacamole. It was just empanadas and fried plantains. Right. So that was it. Those were the two things. There was no sauce. There was Cholula on the table, which I appreciate, but it felt like I would like that much fried food with nothing else seemed like a miss.
Avocado. I don't know. I mean, I think when I think empanadas, I think South America. So maybe it's just this odd adaptation, and it's not accompanied with the accoutrement of a chimichurri or some kind of roughage. But I do agree with you. The table was not rounded out well. It was not a.
It was not.
But there's
she
this.
She looks pretty. I liked her dress.
Yeah, no, she's great. She's the best, Justine. So we ripped some shots and we
not even that big a Danielle fan, but I thought she looked cute.
It sounded like one.
We found out that the ick, much like flypaper, trapped something.
Yeah, well, Maya announces to the group she's got some intel. And no, it's not whether or not we landed on the moon. It's way less significant. Turns out the ick had sex with a girl named Lauren and she gave him an 8 out of 10.
Wow.
Shocking.
Is overjoyed and the group erupts in laughter. And I think it's cynical laughter.
Yeah, and I hope Lauren.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah,
was this the same girl that ghosted him at the party or a different girl?
Different girl.
I think okay, different her.
You're talking about which party? Are we talking about the other stupid?
Oh, the Ciara's party where the chick showed up and he was like, can you believe it? She came and she's been ghosting me. The different girl.
No, that's the girl he took.
Different girl. Different girl.
Yeah, that's a girl that he took on a date to throw axes, you know?
No, that's Cassidy.
That's what I'm saying. That girl got the ick from him.
Yeah, it's so odd.
I would too.
Got the ick from him because he took her axe throwing and then tried to have sex with her in a super aggressive and drunken way.
Who doesn't love that?
Hey, what do you guys think of the ick, Chris? I mean, isn't it weird that he's on the season? I know he's a fake friend of Kyle's from high school or something, but isn't it odd to have him on the season with all the good-looking guys we could choose to have come on this show?
I zone out when he's on.
The Summer House casting producers have been shitting the bed for at least 3 seasons on like 2 people every season that they just throw into the mix, like Jordan was a miss for me. That they tried to pretend like he was friends with Paige. Last season, there's people I don't even remember. Like, they do this every time. Chris is completely forgettable.
Right.
And he's annoying. And he's not good television.
Jordan, the Asian fella with the spiked hair.
Oh, I forgot about him. Alex. No.
I can't even remember who Jordan was.
Was Jordan gay? He claimed he was straight, but he was so obviously gay.
Oh, he was crazy, though. He seemed kind of murderish. And he was at least some decent TV.
How about Rachel Florist? A girl shows up to deliver flowers and then a casting agent for this.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you'd be great on next season of Winter House.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
she was on Winter House.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Picked her off the street.
Winter House.
Yeah.
Horrible. She was horrible on Winter House.
I was nice to see her in her element doing the florist thing.
All right, it's time
actually
to
felt
Justine
bad
now.
For her. Justine. Well, she was nice with the whole Jason thing, and these girls. I liked her better than the stupid blonde one that Corey was banging on Winter House.
Oh, I love that storyline with Jess.
Yeah,
Jess, psycho Jess.
I talk to you girls. I feel like you guys are being fucking bitches because I'm so much hotter than you, and I really don't understand.
My friends are supposed to compliment me constantly, and like when you walk into the room,
from a guy's point of view. I mean, Sam is better than Jess, but why do you think Corey is so willing to, they're different people, I guess, maybe they connect differently, but just to Sam than Jess, he doesn't seem as like a player as much.
I don't necessarily buy that they're going to work out. Corey is one of my least favorite kinds of human being. Obviously, I despise corrupt corporatists and like dictators and racists and like terrorists, like those are,
and then Corey.
Yeah, but Corey's pretty close to those those people. Corey's overconfidence is something, and I think my hatred stems from envy, but imagine walking around in that pearl necklace with that knuckle dragon kind of intelligence and that happy trail that's going the wrong way and like 3 times longer than it's supposed to be. He's just an attractive caveman. I can't fucking stand the guy.
Yeah, but Dylan, he's got a kickstand for a penis. Sam even says that sex went below the collarbone and now her vagina looks like a basketball hoop.
Well, let's talk about this. I wanted to bring in this clip because this is something that happens, we've been seeing it a lot on reality television, like Lala did it in Vanderpump Rules. I feel like Jess did it in Winter House. This like recounting of sex as some kind of crime scene. Like,
are we going to talk about her ass looking like a thoroughbred after a
thoroughbred? Well, all right, let's see if this works. Let's, I hope you guys can hear this. We're going to play this clip of Sam saying how Danielle will know when they're having.
Oh, God, I remember this.
You to assume Corey and I are getting action. You guys put a sock on the door. Like, how am I supposed to know?
Based on what happened in Montauk, you'll hear it and you'll also feel it in the floorboard.
And then you'll feel it in your throat, and then you'll feel it in your sternum, and then you'll feel it in your bones.
Whoa.
And then you'll feel it for several days after that.
Corey has officially made it below the neck, and luckily for both of us, I didn't get the ick. In fact, I want to do that again.
He smacked my ass today, and I go, I'm so sore. I'm going to need you to take a break from that.
Hey, Ted. Wife watched the show last night. It's Sam, right? She's great.
Is she at the doctor?
Ted, is Sam okay?
Does she need some diapers?
I can't.
Geneva, I'm with you. This kind of shit is so nauseating to me. Maybe I'm a little bit too much of a prude, but it's
don't say sternum to me when you're talking about like somebody's dick inside of you. I just like that is just that is a step too far, and it takes it from sexual to like horrifying, and I want no parts of it.
Yeah, I would love for Geneva to give me details on her sex life like this, but she's too much of a lady. Yeah.
But we're like one of the reasons why I wasn't like the biggest fan of Superbad is because people kept saying,
I love Superbad.
Well, this is how high schoolers talk. I was like, we did not fucking talk. I'm like, I've never spoken like that in my entire life. And this thing where I feel like this is like presumed locker room talk or something. Like me and Pat, we talk pretty filthy. We never ever talk like, oh my God, last night.
He prolapsed my asshole. It's dragging on the floor. I almost stepped on it.
Me and Sam needed a cleanup crew the next morning. The sheets are unusable.
Yeah.
See, this is what's wrong with America.
Off the ceiling.
Like in Love Island UK, they talk about having sex and the shit they're doing, but it's all in code. And it's like, oh, did you score a home run last night? And they're like, oh, you know, we had a little bit of a scrimmage, or, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're saying things without saying things, but they all are talking dirty and they know what they're saying. We need some class. Like it we're literally, great. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Well, and it's like, I don't think that we're prudes. It's just no one that my issue with it is don't care.
Exactly. I don't need to know.
That's why the little euphemism. Yeah, we went to home base or something like that. That's really all you need to know. I don't need to know that your anal cavity's prolapsed. Like that's way too much information. And it's also not true. And leave me alone. Go fucking take a shot with him and tell him to shave 100%. That fucking happy trail. My God.
And imagine if Paige talked like that. I know.
All right, so we FaceTime with Carl, who is stressed about pulling off what he is calling the surprise of the century. Now, we're early into this century, so you never know, but I don't know that this is going to be the surprise of this 100-year period.
Shocking. What's the other word?
Shocking and either
mayhem.
Mania or mayhem.
Mayhem.
Mayhem. Was Lindsay really thinking she had to get the wood, or do you think she knew something was up?
I think she was surprised.
She had full makeup on and look how she dressed. She
true.
You guys, you know this.
All right. So we have some, we get to empanada time, and this is where we have a conversation about being proud to express your heritage. Great conversation. I don't really want to listen to these people talk about anything serious at all, but I thought it was
ever.
Sure. Then I think they discuss race.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah.
So we salsa, and I'm just wondering, right. they say that Sierra is not here, but I guess I missed it. I was just wondering, where the fuck is she? Like, what can this house not have everyone together for a week?
Right.
Actually party.
What are you doing?
Is it not the obligation of being on the fucking show to like be there to film?
You have one.
It really is. It's like, you know, musical chairs. They're all sleeping in different beds every night. Yeah.
The production needs to get a little bit more tyrannical.
I agree.
They need to dose.
Love Is Blind style.
Or they need to get them off the show. But yes, Love Is Blind style. Like, this is not okay. And you're not
locked. I'm your number one option or you're out.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Fucking figure it
How
out.
How many weekends is it? I mean, come on. It's like 6 weeks.
Put them in Murray or whatever. Andy, come on, Andy. So we get to the
Where's
next.
Where's Giada?
Someone shit their pants in the morning, it looked like.
I think so.
Okay. So Oliver and
Where's
Maya.
Where's Corey? Corey got to
Oliver and Maya are not doing too hot. And Danielle has an opinion on their relationship being different too. Like, Danielle's just like, why are you talking about other people's relationships?
Yours sucks with Robert. Robert hates you.
You're dating a chef who you don't see and you live in Montauk for some reason. Like, Danielle, please.
Yeah, he hates you. She's the Dr. Phil.
So Andrea sits down, just a thick cock of a torso. Good God. And Carl and Lindsay show up. Carl still has the hospital bracelet on. Listen,
like, we're going. There's dedication, Sierra.
Yeah. See, Carl, that's why Carl's still on the show right there. Dedication.
Dragging an IV in.
So we get to the bottomless brunch. Kyle misunderstands and offers to take his pants off. Kyle, no, thank you. Now,
love showing his ass
up, and we sit down to brunch. And Andrea goes a little Kyle Richards here. He says, "I want the spot, the hot seat, to be on me. I want the spotlight to be
well."
On me.
Then I guess the ick responds to that by saying, "How's sitting next to your girlfriend in Paige?"
Yeah.
Shame on you, ick. Party foul.
The ick is just like, the ick is just one of those people where you're like,
you can't read a room. He's the epitome of that guy.
Yeah, you know stupid, what I mean? But yeah,
he'd walk into anywhere and say the wrong thing, no matter what. He'd like walk into a funeral and be like, "Where's the party?" You know, he's just like, he doesn't know what he's doing.
How
he's
can these producers keep him?
I don't know.
Watch this and give us this. It's so stupid.
Such a good point though. Like, he would go to an open casket and like,
Good.
Yeah, like he would turn and he would be like, "Wow, yeah, she really is dead. Like, what
really beat that face up?"
I was at Malibu Wines a couple years ago, and it's like 90% girls there, so it was like 300 girls, and a dude is calling his buddy on the phone, and he said, and I quote literally this on the phone, he said, "Dude, get over here, it's literally raining pussy." I was like, "Wow."
Love that guy.
I love it.
No, get past that TV. Guy. Yeah. Get that fucking guy on the show.
Let's it's go. Raining pussy. Need. There's a hit song in there too. Where's Countess Luann?
Oh, she's here.
So
I love that.
Not the correct use of the word literally.
That's your issue.
Literally.
I mean, That word is used incorrectly a lot, but when you say it's literally raining pussy, I mean, for that to be literally true, I mean, what a...
It's a sight.
It's a biblical kind of thing. All right, so Lexi shows up. We get to brunch.
Imagine being killed by a pussy that rained down on you. Sorry.
Well, okay. All right.
The way I want to go.
I'm taking it too far.
So brunch ends.
It's like Mario with the flowers.
Can't so breathe.
Brunch ends, and Sam goes, "I'm gonna go make out with Corey for a sec." This thing where it's like, you know, stop broadcasting your physicality with Corey. No one fucking cares. Everybody does it. Human beings do it. You just, like, you know, you just get spit on, and it's fine, but it's like, it's not that impressive. It's copulation, which is what we're supposed to do. So we go back in history with Lindsay and Carl, and Carl has always loved Lindsay and has felt as though she was a sylph. A sister I'd like to fuck.
That's always the most tempting. Did you guys feel watching the first few seasons or however many? The only time I ever felt that they could be together was when Lindsay put together the lunch with Carl's mom. but I don't remember them saying, oh, I was turned on by Carl. Even though when they dated before, it didn't seem right.
Because Lindsay has always been bringing in different, like bad matches.
Yes.
Yeah. The Carl thing, it's not out of nowhere completely, but I don't know. I'm happy for them. I just want them off the show.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%.
They can come back for one episode a night. Whoa.
I would miss Lindsay though.
I would
out miss of my life.
But if they came back for like an episode or two, where they did like they built forts inside and they did like an observer kind of lazy person party where they just played Pictionary.
I don't need Carl ever again, but I would miss. Sorry, before I forget to ask you guys, what Aunt Geneva, what is your take on her laying in bed and saying when she was drunk, it was my birthday and I can't even get that anymore? Pretty much the day before or the day after is the only thing I can celebrate. Was she referring to the brother passing and was that Thank super
you. Yep, yep,
insanely sick? And yeah, how can you move on from that?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And we covered that and how insane it was for somebody to go, I can't believe you weren't over the moon for my birthday on the anniversary of your brother's death. This is
real fucked up.
It's just,
is that the universe keeping you apart, but you're just forcing it? If something like that happens on someone's birthday, you're going to marry for the rest of your life.
That's why he fainted. The universe is hitting him with juice like lightning bolts of fucking
God.
And he should not marry this woman. He just shouldn't marry her. So
I think he should take back up his drug habit.
All right, Corey and fucking Happy Trailer asked by Maya about Sam. He's like, I fucking like really like her. Like, I think like it, she's like, I love spitting on her.
Well, he's pretty proud of himself. He says, if we have sex,
we play dentist.
Yeah.
She may never walk.
Right.
Yeah, he's sick prick.
Yeah, he's a sick puppy. Now, Carl is off to go to propose to Lindsay. And that's exactly what happens. He proposes to her with that massive ring. Are you guys, do you have any
insight
how Carl has this much money? They're paying,
I think,
grand a month.
So I thought about this. It seemed like he was trying to show the ring box, like intentionally, like most of the time when you propose, you don't have the box with like the jeweler on it. You have the little internal box. So I think he might've gotten some kind of deal.
I love it.
He has to
posting on Instagram.
He could be working at McDonald's. That's the only way.
Geneva, yeah. I think you're 100% correct on that. However, how do we explain away the 13 grand a month on rent?
No, that part I don't know.
He's hands down
maybe the wealthiest
cast member. I don't get how he affords, even with the discount, that ring is still very, very expensive.
Yeah, 3 carats, like, and that's like it looked like a flawless diamond. I mean, yeah, huge. That's 40 grand. I did like 20K? Lindsay,
right?
Like, I don't even care about the ring. And then she saw it. She's like, put that thing on. I was like, there we go. There's Lindsay.
She's going to chuck it at him in a couple of months.
So next week, 100%. We'll find out that Danielle
does say she's shocked when she sees the ring.
Right.
So I guess she was shocked, you know, shocking.
I understand Danielle's hurt, but I also am a little sickened by the, I'm going to make this about me for a moment.
Oh, she's terrible.
Somebody's getting in.
Psycho.
Let's be happy for people, huh? Let's be happy.
She's going to run them over.
Technically, you're two best friends, right?
Right.
And the three of you were hanging out all together.
She hates
the three of you all together. So why would you not think they're compatible? That's the other thing I don't get. Like,
right.
Best friends can't. And
she hates them more than Nana's empanadas. She's just not saying it. You don't talk like that or act like that if you like someone.
No.
Well, maybe Danny was doing the right thing because there are only two confirmed people for Winterhouse, and that's Amanda and Danny, and then a bunch of people from Below Deck. So maybe Danny.
Oh, Below Deck. Interesting. That's a good Winterhouse source pool for them, actually.
Riley Gerber, because it sucked last season.
Riley Gerber, baby, will be on Winterhouse. She is
Katie Floyd and Malia.
Okay, now.
Oh, Riley, is this really happening? This is who's coming on Winterhouse?
Yeah. Riley is.
Wow, Malia.
Her and I have gotten into many fights on many a podcast. And
she's a redhead. The hunter.
Red snapper.
Yeah, she is.
I think I called her to get. She was due to come back on and raise some hell. She is healed.
She's so sweet and also so mean. And you guys are just sweet. We can't thank you guys enough. So you know, I'm struggling with the you guys thing.
Like, yeah, do you guys have a problem being called you guys?
Okay, Ramona.
No.
No, God, you could call us you bitches, you dumbasses. We don't care.
All right, y'all, too.
Y'all.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Subscribe to Escape to Reality. Leave 5 stars. Kind words. Tell them we sent.
Guys, what shows you recapping?
Right now we're doing all things Bravo as usual, but we always do Love After Lockup. We do shit on Netflix. We love, you know, we're all over the place.
Love is Blind. We used to do the stupid Kardashians. I think we've fallen off of them. Random stuff.
Yeah, no, it's tough to watch demons on television for that long.
It is.
Anyways,
it is.
Go listen to their
show.
Thanks,
guys.
Sorry, we cannot thank you two enough for joining us because we needed the help.
Love you guys.
Adios.
We will talk soon.
Talk soon.
We love you too.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.